Good day. My name is Sky, and I appreciate you spending some study time with me. I'm here to help you make money in online poker by teaching you key strategies and getting you to take action. Now, this episode wasn't one that I had planned because I had a different episode, but I'm on a downswing, and I figured, you know, this is a great time for me to refocus myself for the rest of the month. This is mid-May 2024 right now. Poker's going downhill for me. My poker play is going downhill this month, and I'll cover all of that in just a little bit. But I'm going to discuss the four things that I am doing to attack this current downswing and end the month of May on an up note. To help you take notes with this episode, go to the show notes page, smartpokerstudy.com/pod489. Okay, let's get to it. Gambate! So I'm on a little bit of a downswing right now, and it's affecting the way I'm playing poker. And I've been thinking about it a lot, and I think I have figured out what the problem is. So last month, I played 63 hours, and I managed to get over 10,000 hands. And at the end of the month, I was riding high because with those 10,000 hands, I earned over 12 buy-ins, and my win rate was positive 12.39. So I was doing really good, feeling really good, loving everything. And then this month hit. And I'm playing and I'm doing okay at the start, and I get up 2.5 buy-ins. And then over the next week, I am down 5 buy-ins. So altogether, yes, I'm only down about 2.5 buy-ins for the month so far. But from my high, I'm down 5 full buy-ins. Now, that's not the worst downswing in the world, but this downswing has really affected the way I'm playing. I'm not putting in the hours playing nor studying that I want to because I'm just disheartened. Like, I let this turn from a really awesome April to a crappy so far may really affect me mentally. So that's the problem. That's the downswing problem I'm dealing with. Not just the losses, but the mental effects that it's having on me and my desire to not play, or my lack of desire to play, I guess I should say. Now that I kind of understand what's happening, why my downswing is there, starting today, May 16th, I'm going to start attacking my downswing. Now, this is something that I teach my members in the Poker Forge to do when they're on a downswing. And there's four parts to it. And we're going to cover each part right now. And actually, I'm going to talk about it in the way that I will implement it for myself. Now, part one of attacking a downswing is to blame yourself for it. So don't blame luck. Don't blame bad luck. In Poker Tracker 4, don't look at your overall luck bell curve or your all-in adjusted big blinds 1 win rate. No, skip all of that. Do not allow yourself to think about luck and maybe luck being against you. Lady luck is against you. The poker gods are against you. None of that. You cannot control your results, but you can control your actions. And that's the thing. I am blaming this downswing entirely on myself. It's not the dealer, not the sites, not luck. And looking objectively at my statistics, my win rates and everything, I am playing a bit too loose. I'm making too many calls, too many wild calls, not giving up hands or not folding when I should find the fold when it's pretty obvious my opponent has me beat. And I am chasing is not the right word. I am pushing those aggressive plays too far, betting too much when it's obvious my opponent isn't going to fold. And out of the 14 days that I've played so far this month, more than half of them I've played distracted. So I had email open, or maybe I was watching a YouTube video while playing. So I think all of those things, those actions that I am doing myself, are leading to my losses, leading to my downswing, and to my deteriorating poker mental state right now. So now that I realize what I am doing wrong, I'm going to correct it. I'm going to get back to basics and play with my KISS cash game ranges. I'm going to utilize poker's ultimate question, what's he doing this with? I'm going to use tick sheets as I play. I'm going to warm up prior to each play session. And I'm not going to allow myself to do anything other than play on those two tables at a time. The goal, by getting back to those things that I know lead to winning poker for myself, I'm going to win back that 2.5 buy-ins in no time and hopefully be up by the end of the month. Oh, speaking of the 2.5 buy-ins, actually, I'm 2.5 buy-ins at my current stake. I'm going to drop down in stakes because I've been a bit results-oriented. I'm going to drop down in stakes, so I actually have to win 5 buy-ins just to break even for the month. And last month, I was up 12 buy-ins, so I can definitely do it in the remaining half of the month. So that's a monetary goal. But like I said, you cannot control your results. You can control your actions. So I'm going to do the things that I mentioned that I know lead to me playing winning poker. Now that leads me to part two of attacking your downswings. It's finding your actual mistakes. So I'm going to be doing this a ton every single day, 30 minutes of study as a pre-session warm-up. I'm going to be going through my database, looking at my losing hands from this month and analyzing why am I losing? Why did I bet so much here when it was obvious my opponent wouldn't fold? Why did I call flop and turn with a gut shot versus a fishy player? I'm going to do daily hand-reading exercises with all of these losing plays as well. And every day I'm going to play with focus on a specific strategy, a specific spot that I know I need to work on. Whether it's calling and defending out of the blinds, three betting too often, calling versus C bets, raising donk bets when I hold nothing at all in my hand. Whatever those actions that are causing me losses, basically the leaks that I'm facing, that's what I'm going to be focusing on for the rest of the month. Now, the third part of attacking downswings is considering any outside factors in life. Now, my life outside of poker right now, nothing really stressful at all. Poker, for me, work is going really well. With the podcast, with the videos, with the Poker Forge, all that stuff. My wife is doing good at work. My kids are doing good at school. There's nothing affecting me outside of poker. I think it's all poker and my results that's affecting me right now. But for some of you listening, when you're in a downswing, it could be outside factors. Maybe you're not getting enough sleep. You've got too much stress in life, money, family, friends, maybe your own personal health. If there are outside factors affecting your play and there are things that you cannot control but they're still affecting you, it might be a good idea to take a break. For me, I don't think a break is necessary right now, but who knows, maybe by the end of the month something could happen and I need to take a break, but I'm going to push through for the rest of May. And the fourth part of attacking downswings is dropping in stakes that you play. So oftentimes it's the downswing, the losses in money, that really cause us some mental anguish. So dropping in stakes, and actually to a stake where you know the players are much weaker than your current stake, that often makes poker a little bit easier, a little bit more fun, easier to win. And then when all of those things are in place, you start winning more, you gain that confidence, and eventually you can move back up once you overcome that downswing. So I'm planning on dropping down to the next lowest stake for the rest of the month, for the last 15 days of the month right here. Even if I do well, I want to see where I can go above the zero mark in profits. And then next month, I'll jump back up in stakes, assuming that I overcome, that I attack this downswing, that I defeat it, and I get back to profitability. Now, for anybody out there, I would recommend playing 5NL, 10NL, or even 25NL if you're like a 50 or 100NL player. And if you're a tournament player, just do some really small $1.50, $5, $10 buy-ins, especially if you're like a $20 and $30 tournament player. Just drop down a bit. You already know because you probably made it up through those lower stakes already. The competition there is much weaker. It's easier to win, easier to build back your winnings and that confidence like I'd already mentioned. And one of the great things about dropping down in stakes is you have these leaks that we already talked about. You're reviewing hands, you're finding your mistakes that have kind of contributed to your downswing. Now you can work on new strategies to fix those leaks at a lower stake where it's less costly if you make mistakes as you're learning these new strategies. Challenge! Here's my challenge to you for this episode. If you are on a downswing, assess what the real problem is, whether it's something in poker, maybe your results are affecting you, maybe it's something outside of your life. Figure out what the problem is, and then follow the four parts I outlined today. Part one was to blame yourself. Part two was to find your mistakes by reviewing your hands, and then, of course, working on those mistakes. Part three is to think about outside factors in your life affecting your poker play and your studies. And then part four was to drop down in stakes to make poker a little bit easier and to regain that confidence that this downswing has cost you. And if you're not on a downswing right now, I guarantee you're going to be on one someday. Bookmark this podcast, save it somewhere so when you are on a future downswing, come back to this episode and take action on these four parts for yourself. Now it's your turn to take action and do something positive for your poker game.
Oh, that's it now. Get out there and be somebody. Go write a book.
Thank you so much for listening today. I do appreciate you spending this time with me. Go to the show notes page, smartpokerstudy.com/pod489, to help you take notes on everything I covered regarding attacking downswings in this episode. And of course, bookmark that page to help you attack future downswings. Until next time, take action both on and off the felt to become the player that you want to be.